With a median age of 30 years old, Utah is the youngest state in the nation. So this week, we're asking Utah millennials what they're thinking about ahead of a critical midterm election. KUER's Nicole Nixon brings us our next profile from southwestern Utah.
My name is Robin Gast.
Okay, so Robin Gast is actually 31. She lives in Hurricane, Utah, and waits tables at a restaurant in St. George. During a break in her lunch shift, Gast reveals she may not actually cast a ballot this year.
I was thinking about it, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna have time or not. I'm a single mom, so it's kinda busy for me.
Gast has two elementary-aged kids, so the first thing on her mind is education.
Through the last 4 years, I've seen that, you know, the education system is really not that great in this area, so hopefully somebody can do something about that, but I don't even know if that's in the air at the moment.
Her oldest son is 8 and has autism. She says there aren't any special programs or schools for him.
Most of the teachers that he has, they don't even know how to handle kids with autism. So it's just like, how do you expect my son to learn?
Something else the 31-year-old worries about is healthcare. She wishes there were more options for families like hers.
I'm a single mom. I don't get child support. I have 2 kids, and somehow I'm not allowed to be on government insurance. So I have to go without, or I have to pay, you know, $200 just to go to the doctor.
Gast does not approve of President Donald Trump, especially the things he says on social media.
I feel like he's more in it because he thinks it's a popularity contest, and he's just saying all these stupid things, and it's just like, can you just like focus on our country actually and take care of it?
She says it seems like Trump only wants to help the rich, not the working class.
I work a full-time job. I take care of my kids full-time. And what am I getting? I'm getting nothing.
When it comes to the future of the country, Gast isn't very hopeful. But when it comes to her own future...
Oh, I'm always optimistic about my future because I'm the one creating it.
But again, Gast says even with her frustrations about healthcare and education, she's not sure she'll have time to register and make it to the polls this year. That means she'll join the majority of Utahns who don't vote. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.